This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. President Biden has pledged the full support of the United States as Israeli officials work to steady their country after a series of deadly attacks by Hamas. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
People of Israel are under attack.
President Biden has condemned what he calls the appalling and unconscionable violence that's left hundreds dead in Israel and the West Bank.
The United States stands with Israel. We will not ever fail to have their back.
And affirming Israel's right to defend itself.
There's never justification for terrorist attacks. And my administration's support for Israel's security is rock solid and unwavering.
The president is sending sympathy and denouncing the killings of so many civilians.
In the street, in their homes, innocent people murdered, wounded, entire families taken hostage.
His Israeli counterpart, Benjamin Netanyahu, says the Jewish state is now at war and Hamas will pay a heavy price. I'm Jackie Quinn.
UN and local investigators are searching for answers at the site of a Russian missile strike on a small Ukrainian village. The strike on Thursday turned its Seoul cafe to rubble and killed nearly 52 people gathered for a dead soldier's wake, according to President Volodymyr Zelensky and other top officials in Kyiv. Representatives from a UN monitoring mission have come to the preliminary conclusion that nearly all those killed were civilians, according to a UN statement shared with the AP. The Taliban say a strong earthquake with several aftershocks has killed dozens in western Afghanistan. The United Nations gave a preliminary figure of 320 dead, but later said the figure was still being verified. Local authorities gave an estimate of 100 people killed and 500 injured, according to the same update from the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.